আপনারা আছেন এসবিএস বাংলার সঙ্গে।
বিজয় পাল ফ্রম বাংলাদেশ ডাইড ইন হসপিটাল আফটার হি ওয়াজ হিট বাই এ কার ইন দ্য সাউদার্ন সিডনি সাবাব অফ রকডেল রিসেন্টলি while completing an order from Uber Eats. It was the fourth food delivery known to have died in Australia since late September. We invited Mr. Tony Buck, MP, Member for Watson, Shadow Minister for Industrial Relations, Shadow Minister for the Arts, Manager of Opposition Business in the House of Representatives. Mr. Tony Buck, MP, you are welcome to SBS Bangla.
It's good to be back on the program, Abu. A terrible circumstance has brought us together today.
As an opposition business manager and as an shadow industrial relation minister, may I ask you something about these issues? In Australia, every worker, no matter how their employed arrangement are structured, they has the right to a safe working environment. Do you think that they have the similar rights?
At the moment, people who are working for the delivery companies simply don't have the same rights as other workers, and we need to fix this. It is unacceptable for people to be in a situation in Australia where they go to work and never come home. And at the moment, there are a whole lot of laws around safe workplaces that employers have to abide by to make sure they're looking after their staff. But the problem we have is that Uber, Deliveroo, the different delivery companies, don't consider the riders their employees. And that's how they're getting away with it. Now, we've had two people die in a week, one of them Bijoy Paul. And we need to get on top of the relationship to make sure that the platforms that are running the delivery companies take responsibility for the safety of the people who go to them for work.
Federal Industrial Relations Minister Christian Porter said the issue was largely a state and territory one, but committed to bringing it up at the next meeting of Work Health and Safety Ministers. So what's your comment on this?
He's wrong. There is a federal responsibility here, and it's this. While the technical health and safety issues are in a state jurisdiction, the concept of whether or not someone is paid a fair rate of pay is a federal principle. And with delivery, and in fact everything in road transport, there is a direct connection with whether or not someone gets a fair rate of pay and whether or not their work is safe. Because if someone's not being paid a fair rate of pay, they won't take breaks, they won't take rests. They'll be riding at a frantic pace trying to get through as many deliveries as possible. And at the moment, the apps on their phones that govern the delivery services, they pressure people to work harder and harder and faster and faster. And ultimately, that is what leads to an unsafe workplace. And that part of it is entirely a federal responsibility.
So delivery riders were receiving an average half the minimum wages and were not adequately covered by workplace health and safety rules. As a Shadow Minister for Industrial Relations, what is your stance on this issue?
The problem here is that these individuals are not being regarded as employees. If they were regarded as employees, then they would be covered by workplace health and safety rules, and the companies would have to behave more responsibly. But what's happening is the companies are arguing that they're independent contractors. Now, the reality is they're not. Like, I understand that there'll be somebody who, you know, might be driving, doing deliveries, owning a huge vehicle, like a big truck or something, and they've got a mortgage over it and they employ people and they run expenses through it. They're clearly an independent contractor. But someone on a work visa who buys a secondhand bike and is trying to just pick up shifts wherever they can to live, they're not an independent contractor. They're an employee, and they need the protection that would go to employees, and the federal government is the area that can be fixed, because until they get safe rates of pay, they'll be governed not by the rule of law, but by an algorithm that leads directly to unsafe work practices.
So do you or your party is going to raise this issue in Parliament?
Oh, yes, we have before and we'll continue to raise it. We need to have a safe workplace for people who are in the delivery industry and for people who are in the rideshare industry. Now, as you know and as your listeners know, there's a very large numbers of the Bangla community that are in this industry. And I want to make sure they are safe and they are well paid. And every time they go to work, they can know that they will come home again safely. We've had, you know, one death is one too many. We've had five in recent months. It needs to stop. We need to protect these workers.
As you, the member of Warsan, the densely populated Bangla-speaking people, what would you like to say about the death of Bijoy Pal, the international student, the Uber rider?
I'd encourage all those riders and drivers to get in touch with the Transport Workers Union. The Transport Workers Union is in the front line of trying to make sure that these workers are properly protected, and they are meeting with the companies and trying to get better protections for them. So I would encourage anyone from the Bangla community who's in this industry, get in touch with the Transport Workers Union, because they are wanting to protect you and they need to know your story and your circumstance. In the Parliament, I can also just guarantee I will be there fighting for your protection as well. I'll be there as Tony Burke, in my own capacity, but the whole of the Labour Party will be there arguing for your protection.
Tony Burke, MP, thanks for your time to SBS Bangla.
Okay, thank you. See you.
এরকম গল্প আরও শুনতে চান? শুনুন অ্যাপল পডকাস্ট, গুগল পডকাস্ট, স্পটিফাই কিংবা যেখান থেকেই আপনি আপনার পডকাস্ট সংগ্রহ করেন।